USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Department of Energy is working closely with Colonial about the pipeline that was shut down after a cyber attack.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity.
Speaking at the White House, Biden noting the FBI has labeled it a criminal ransomware attack. The pipeline supplies fuel for much of the eastern part of the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. A barrage of rockets is being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Palestinian terrorists. USA Radio News.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published. The leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
The price of gasoline is up 6 cents a gallon this week, and it's expected to increase over the next several days due to that cyber attack I mentioned earlier in my newscast. The Colonial Pipeline supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trubly Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The unthinkable happens to a Malibu beach house over the weekend.
A terrifying moment Saturday when a Malibu, California beach house balcony packed with partygoers collapsed 15 feet under the jagged rocks below. 9 people were evaluated for injuries, including 4 who were taken to the hospital.
Yeah, we were just chilling. It's a birthday party and the back deck and probably like 10 people on the back deck, and we heard a crack. I literally saw all of my best friends and my girlfriend fall 15 feet to the rocks.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department told KABC 7 there was probably too much weight on the oceanfront deck.
Not sure what that deck would be rated at, but for a residential home, that would appear to be a lot of persons on that, and potentially a lot of weight.
The fire department has declared the house uninhabitable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tim Tebow is on track for a return to football. NFL Network reporting the Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to sign the former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback as a tight end. The move would reunite Tebow with head coach Urban Meyer after their days at Florida. The 33-year-old played his last NFL game with the New York Jets in 2012 before a brief stint in minor league baseball. It's expected to be a one-year deal. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.